Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Principal Palmer from Creekview Elementary, and we're going to be talking about, you know, everything to do with you guys. So thanks for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Oh, thanks for having us again.
So, you know, I talk about this a lot during these school district updates, but some people view teaching, you know, you go from August, September, and you end in May, and that's just not the case. You guys are constantly putting in work throughout the summer.
Especially this summer. It was quite busy for the teachers. I mean, we have a brand new reading curriculum that they've been working on, and so they've been in there a lot getting ready to teach this brand new curriculum and get ready for the kids. And so, yeah, the summers, yeah, anybody who thinks that teachers only work 9 months have never been to a school in the summer to see how many times they're there.
Yeah, it's learning the new curriculum. It's getting the classroom ready for the new set of students. So there's so much going on that happens behind the scenes that I feel like teachers don't really get recognized for.
Yeah, and it's just all about, you know, making the kids feel welcome when they arrive, and so they work really hard.
Now, school started about a month ago now. You've kind of had that time to get these kids adjusted to what elementary might be or what elementary is like for those kids who haven't had the chance to go to school yet. So what's kind of been the process like at the start of the school year for you?
Well, so we try to do a lot just to make sure kids know the expectations, but we also try to do it in a fun way that kind of gets them excited about being there. So, I mean, we take them on a tour of the school and they're taught the expectations in each area. You know, how do you behave in the library? How do you behave when you go to lunch? And at each stop, they pick up these, you know, little knickknacks, and finally at the end, they get their school shirt. And so it's kind of their way of belonging, right? That they get these things with our logo on them, and they get excited. But we also make sure they know how they're expected to behave.
And getting that school shirt is just such an exciting moment for these little kids. So it's awesome that you guys kind of build up to that by teaching them the rules of the school. I think that's a great way to introduce it.
And it is good. It's a partnership we actually have with the college. USU Eastern buys all of those shirts, and they just put their name on the back and let us put whatever we want on the front. But it allows us to give every kid every year a school shirt, and so we appreciate them. And it's just a fun way to welcome them back.
Oh, absolutely. And let's kind of talk about, we've talked about the start of the school year. What's coming up for you guys?
It's kind of a balancing act this year with this new curriculum of how many things do we do. But we had our back to school night, and we've got a parent teacher conference coming, you know, chance for parents to come in and really get to talk with the teachers. This Friday, we're trying something new we've never done. We have a traveling planetarium that's coming. It's just a blow up planetarium they're going to put in the gym. And so the kids will get to do that on Friday, and we'll see how that goes. But I mean, a lot of it is just kind of the, you know, normal day to day, get them excited about reading. And
yeah, at this age, if you can get them interested in reading, that's going to become a lifelong passion. And that traveling planetarium you mentioned, that sounds just incredible. I know as a kid, I would have loved that.
Well, it seems like science is often the thing that there just is never enough time for. So when we can find an opportunity to do it in a different way, it's always a good opportunity without taking a lot of time away from the teaching that the teachers need to do. So
now, Principal Palmer, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nope. We just are so excited to have the kids back, and that's why we work so hard in the summer, so we can have fun with them all year. So.
Well, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your schedule to come talk with us. Again, we really appreciate it. Again, that was a Carbon School District update. We were talking Creekview Elementary. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.